主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你又一次给我们机会到你的面前。
Because once again, you give us a chance to come before.
你让我们有一个寻求你的心，去认识你做工的时候所显明的你的心意。
And also give us a seeking heart that to understand the hand that works.
我们实在感谢赞美你。
And we truly thank you and praise you.
因为人在蒙昧无知的时候，你就慢慢的向人表达你那永远的心意。
Because while man is still in ignorance, you gradually reveal your eternal will to man.
当你的话解开的时候，我们才看见自己的愚昧。
When your word is opened up, then we can see our own foolishness.
所以到你面前来的时候，我们先求你的怜悯。
So when we come before you, we first ask for your mercy.
把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们
，and to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation，
也开通我们的耳朵和打开我们的心窍
，and to open up our ear and our understanding，
让你的话出来的时候，我们里面不但是听见，并且是发生共鸣
，and also when your word comes out， not only do we hear it， but we will resonate。
主啊，因为当你一做工，我们就会从愚昧的里头苏醒过来。
Because Lord, when you work, we will be awakened from our foolishness.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在你没有改变。
There's no shadow of change in you.
也没有转动的影儿。
And there's no shadow of turning in you.
你从前怎样怜悯那个时代的人
？And how you were merciful to the people in the old times.
你如今是更深的纪念你的血所买赎的众人。
And today you remember those who are redeemed by your blood even deeper.
所以我们深信，我们寻求你的时候，你不再隐藏你的自己。
So we are convicted that when we seek after you, you will no longer hide yourself.
你乐意向我们启示你和你所要的一切。
That you're willing to reveal yourself and what you want.
所以我们放心把晚上这段时间带到你面前。
So we rest in you and give you this time this evening.
做成你所要做的工在我们中间。
And to accomplish your work among us.
让我们都做一个通达的人，来活在你的面光的底下。
So that we can all be people of understanding to live under your countenance.
敬拜赞美要归给你。
My worship and praises be to you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this and look to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们上次看到约伯最末了的时候，他就说了一些话，埋怨他自己。为什么活着
Last time we read that at the end, Job was saying some words of complaint about why he was born.
那我们就很容易就想起，在他没有说话以前。
And it causes us to think before he started to speak.
他几个朋友来到他面前的时候，看见他的样子，就没办法说话。
And the three friends, when they saw how he looked like, they could not speak.
为什么没办法说话呢
？Why were they not able to speak?
固然一面是看见约伯实在是太痛苦。
Of course, on one hand, they saw that Job was suffering a lot.
另一面也看到约伯的情绪好像并不太舒畅。
And also they could see that Job was not feeling, emotionally, he was not feeling very well.
所以我们细细去留意的时候，第二章的末了，他们几个朋友来到约伯面前的时候，是怎么一个光景呢？
So if you pay close attention to the end of chapter 2, what kind of conditions were the three friends when they came before Job?
我们今天往下读的时候，就体会到了，哦，原来是这个模样。
And then when we continue on today, we will realize, oh, this is such a condition that they were in.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到约伯三个朋友到他那里去的时候，是 跟他怎么会面的？
And brothers, just take note, when the three friends went to Job, how did they meet each other?
啊，你想想，如果一个人落到那么痛苦的里头，你来安慰他们，那你会怎么安慰他们？
And,
跟他有什么的表示呢？
And think about it, when you come before someone who is in such pain, how can you comfort this person? What can you say?
按照常情来说，
according to common sense,
那你一定是很靠近他。
And you would draw close to this person.
啊，面对面的给他表同情。
And face to face, you show your sympathy.
啊，说同情的话。
And give this person words of sympathy.
那这是一般的情形。
And this is a general condition.
但是你留意到，当时他三个朋友来到约伯面前的时候，有多远的距离保留着呢？
But if you pay attention, when the three friends came to Job,What kind of distance were they keeping away from Job?
我们不知道那个具体的距离。
We're not sure the exact distance.
但是我们却看见，圣经里面所记载就是说，远远的看见他。
The Bible recorded says they lifted their eyes at a distance.
举目也认不起他来。
And they did not recognize him.
那如果真的是要认出他，了解他，你就不会站在远远的位置。
If you truly want to recognize a person or understand a person, you would not stand at a distance.
如果你说因为怕看见他那个痛苦，那你倒不如不来看他就好了。
But if you say that you're afraid to see how much this person is suffering, then you might as well stay away.
既然来到了，那当然这个就绝对不是原因。
And so since you're here, then that would not be a reason.
那他们只能在一段的距离外来表同情，也放声大哭。
And they could only show the sympathy and cried out loud at a distance.
啊，撕裂外袍，把尘土上天扬起来了，绕在自己的头上。
And they tore the robe and they threw dust over their heads toward the sky.
我们不明白为什么。
And we don't understand why.
但是我们今天往下读的时候呢，我们就读出问题来了。
Then, but when we continue to read on, we will see some issues.
那我们就看到一件事情。约伯在第三章里面所在那里抱怨自己活着的这一件事情，好像不是我们想象那么简单。
And we'll see this in chapter 3, how Job complained about his birth. This is not something as simple as we might think.
但是约伯在那个时候实在落在一个很困难的光景里头。
But at that time, Job was in such a difficult condition.
第一，他要持守他自己的纯正。
First, he had to hold fast to his integrity.
第二，他没办法再忍受那一种光景。
And secondly, he could not bear the condition anymore.
但又没有办法脱离那个光景。
But he could not get away from it either.
所以他里面的确是很苦恼。
So indeed it's painful for him.
这个苦恼就造成了他的情绪上面非常非常的不安定。
So this pain and suffering is causing him being very unstable emotionally.
那以致他的朋友们呢，人也来到时候，好像觉得他满脸的怒气在那里说话，虽然是对自己说，但是还是带着怒气的那个样子。
So that caused his friends to look at him as someone who is full of anger. So even though he was complaining against himself, but it seems like he's complaining about other things.
他这个情绪在第三章里边没有很明显的显得出来，只是听见他在说话。
But this emotion is not very evidently revealed in chapter 3, but we can only hear him speak.
但是一到第四章你就知道了。
But when you go to chapter 4, you will know.
其中让他的朋友不能说话的原因是什么？
The, one of the reasons why his friends could not speak.
如果我们看第四章的时候，你就很清楚看到。
And if we read chapter 4, you'll see it very clearly.
因为头一句话，提曼人以律法就回答说，人若想与你说话，你就厌烦吗？但谁能忍住不说呢？
And in the very beginning, then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, If one ventures a word with you, will you become impatient? But who can refrain from speaking?
所以上一次我们说，他几个朋友不说话，好像是他们只是停留在没有办法能忍受得住约伯那样痛苦的情形。
So last time we mentioned, the three friends, the reason they didn't speak, it seemed like it was because they could not bear both Job's suffering and pain.
当然这个是其中一个原因。
And of course this is one of the reasons.
但是不是唯一的原因。
But that is not the only reason.
另一个原因也看见在那个痛苦里面的约伯所发表出来的情绪。
The other reason is the emotion that Job expressed in his pain.
说他们有话说不出来。
So they have some words, but they could not speak them.
他只能在那里听约伯在那里埋怨自己。
And they could only listen to Job blaming himself.
那当我们从第四章的里面了解到约伯的当时的情绪的时候。
And if we look at chapter 4 to understand the emotion state where Job was in at that time.
你又看到了约伯在第三章里边埋怨自己的时候，他也实在很痛苦。
And you could see that while Job was complaining or blaming himself in chapter 3, he was indeed suffering a lot.
外面是身体的痛苦。
Outwardly is the pain in his body.
里面是心思上的痛苦。
And inwardly is the pain in his mind.
那所以在这个双重的痛苦的压制的底下，他除了埋怨自己他还能说什么话呢
？So under this double portion of pain, what else can he do but to blame himself?
他要持守他自己的纯正。
And he had to hold fast to his own integrity.
他要保持他自己敬畏神的那一个态度。
And he has to keep his attitude of fearing God.
所以他不能埋怨神。
So he cannot blame God.
那不能埋怨神，就埋怨什么呢
？So if he can't blame God, what can he blame?
那只好埋怨自己。
And he can only blame himself.
所以他说了许多的话，就是说，为什么要活呢
？So all those words that he spoke about was about why does he have to live?
如果我不生下来就没有这些事情发生在我身上。
And he said that if I wasn't born, then none of these would have happened to me.
所以他整个第三章的里面就在那里咒诅他自己的生日啊。
So in the entire chapter 3, he was cursing his birth.
那一直就说到没有我就好了。
And then he continued to say that if I don't exist, it would be great.
该我生产的时候，那生产出来就断了气就好了。
If I just, die at my birth, that would be great.
不必活到今天，碰到这些事情，我实在受不住了。
Then I don't have to live until today to suffer all this suffering that I cannot bear.
但是为了保持自己的纯正，也不敢埋怨神。
But in order to keep his own integrity, he dared not to blame God.
只好在那里怨自己活着。
So he can only blame that he is still living.
弟兄姊妹们，从他这个情绪的里头你了解到约伯对神的认识的程度是到了一个什么的光景
And from his emotional state, we can tell how much does he know about God.
我们以前说过他知道有神但是不认识神。
And we have said this before that he knew about God, but he did not really know God.
只知道一个含含糊糊的神。
That he had only a very unclear concept of God.
那么现在我们从他自己的话语的里头呢
and now when we read his own words,
我们就看出他一个很深的问题来了。
And we can see this deep problem.
什么问题呢
And what is this?
他不知道生命的意义。
That he did not know the meaning of life.
他只知道好像我们就是莫名其妙就活到地上来。
And it seems that he can only say that it's without reason that we're living on earth.
也莫名其妙的走过一生。
And without any reasons that we spend our whole life.
如果平平稳稳的走过一生那还好。
If it's just stable and steady and we go through our life, that would be great.
但是又不是平稳。
But now it's not stable or steady.
是那样的痛苦。
It's such pain.
那我为什么活着？
Then why should I live?
我活着有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of my life?
那弟兄姊妹们，这是当时他对神的认识的程度。
Brothers, this is the degree of his knowledge of God.
他知道有神。
He knew there was a God.
但是他不知道他与神中间的关系。
But he didn't know his relationship with God.
他不知道为什么人，包括他自己，要活在地上。
That he didn't know why man, including himself, has to live on earth.
所以他不，既然不知道人活着的那个意义。
So since he did not know the meaning of living for man,
那就觉得当时他的环境他没办法接受了。
So he felt that he could not accept his condition at that time.
那我们先把他现在的光景记住。
So let's remember the condition he was in.
那我们往下去看的时候，我们就留意，就可以留意到了。
Then when we continue to read on, we'll continue to pay attention.
如果他实在是寻求认识神的人，
If he truly was someone who seek after to understand God,
也许亚当当年的事情流传到他们的那个时代，也许已经不太准确了，已经甚至是给人完全忘掉了。
And maybe by that time, the matters of Adam that was passed down to them, maybe it was completely forgotten.
如果从年数来计算的话，他那个时间离开亚当的时间虽然是有一段很长的年日，但是很长的年日在人的传说的话的里头，他应该多多少少知道一点点。
So even though it was many, many years since the time of Adam until the time of Job, but he should have had a little knowledge about the matters.
他不知道详细，没问题。
And that's no problem that he did not know the details.
但是他如果是知道神造人的目的，和是神宣告造人的，神要把造出来的人带到什么地步呢？
And if he only knew about the purpose of God creating man, or to what point God wanted to bring man to,
他就应该懂得生命的意义和生活的那目的。
Then he would have understand the meaning of life and the meaning of living.
但事实上我们看从他的话里，我们明白他完全不懂。
But from the words he had spoken, we knew that he had no concept whatsoever.
那当然更不懂得撒旦与神的对抗所引出的整个在宇宙中的难处。
And of course, he had no concept of the struggle between Satan and God and what problems that we create.
他把所有这些的里面的不舒畅全都发泄在埋怨自己。
So all the unrest within him, he expressed them through blaming himself.
因为他不敢得罪谁。
Because he dared not to offend God.
那只好向自己来埋怨了。
So he can only blame himself.
那所以第四章开始的时候，提曼人的以立法就把当时他的光景给我们一个稍微的体会。
So in the beginning of chapter 4, the Eliphaz the Temanite, what he spoke about gave us a kind of an understanding of Job's condition.
那好了，我们今天晚上就浓缩一点来看以立法和他中间的对话。
So tonight we will go into looking into the conversation between Eliphaz and Job.
那我们留意以立法在那里说，
And let's take note of what Eliphaz said.
人若想与你说话，你就厌烦，但谁能忍住不说呢？
If one ventures a word with you, will you become impatient? But who can refrain from speaking?
那他就说了。
Then he said.
那他一说。
And once he spoke.
他怎么来说呢？
And how did he speak?
我们先要点一点以立法这一个人。
Let's first point out about this person, Eliphaz.
很简单，他是三个朋友当中最年长的那一个。
Very simply, he is the oldest one among the three friends.
也许是人生的经历。 他就比较三个人当中他是最柔软的一个。
And maybe based on life experience, among the three, he is the most gentle one.
虽然是最柔软，但是也蛮有气势。
And even though we say that he's the most gentle one among the three friends, but he is still kind of severe.
他明明没有责备约伯。
He did not openly rebuke Job.
但是他实际也是在那里叫约伯去体会一下你为什么会受那么许多的困苦。
But in reality, he still pointed out to Job the reason why he is suffering all these pain.
那弟兄姊妹如果仍然记得他们那一个时代里面都是宗教的思想来影响做的。
And brothers, you remember, at that time, they are all influenced by religious thinking.
那说他们的心思呢，我们一再的提到，发表出来的话呢，你不能说它完全不对。但是确实是有很多的不准确。
So you need to pay attention that all those words they express, you cannot say they are wrong, but they are not very accurate.
那现在我们来看看他怎么说，对约伯说话。
So now let's look at what he said to Job.
那第三节，弟兄姊妹你可以留意。
Verse 3, let's take note.
他说，你素来教导许多的人，又坚固软弱的手，你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人，你又使软弱的心坚固。
Verse 3, behold, you have admonished many, and you have strengthened weak hands. Your words have helped the tottering to stand, and you have strengthened feeble knees.
非常明确的在那里肯定约伯你是一个好人。
And very clearly, he is there to affirm that Job, you are a good man.
所有的人都看到你实在是这样的一个在人眼中的好人。
And everyone can see in man's eye, you are a good man.
然后再看。
And then let's go on to look at.
但是现在祸患临到你，你就昏迷了。挨近你，你便惊惶了。
But now it has come to you and you are impatient. It touches you, you are dismayed.
这个话里头隐藏着以利法心里头的话是什么呢？
So what kind of things are hidden in these words?
按照你平常人所领会你的那些作为，你不该有祸患的。
According to what man can understand of how you behave, you should not have come to these bad circumstances.
但是现在祸患临到你。
But now, these things have come to you.
那如果你是不该受患难的呢，你不应该惊慌。
If you are not someone who deserves calamity, that you should not be afraid.
现在祸患临到你了。你看看你那个惊惶的样子。
So now calamity has come upon you. See how afraid you are.
惊惶到一个什么的地步呢？
And that you're so afraid to this point.
你就昏迷了。
That you're dismayed.
你就注意到了。你连说话都不清楚了。
And even when you speak, you're not clear.
心思当然也不清楚了。
And of course your mind is not clear.
然后呢，你又看他的话。
And then when we can continue to read on about his words.
他说你的依靠不是在你敬畏神吗？你的盼望不是在你行事正所纯正吗？
It's not your fear of God, your confidence and integrity of your ways, your hope.
他好像指出约伯你平常给人所体会的那个纯正和那个敬畏神啊，很可能不是真的。
And it seems like he's pointing out the fear of God and integrity of Job. It seems like they're not real.
但是他没有明明这样说，他只是这样说。
He didn't say it explicitly.
但是下文你就看到他把他说这个话的那个目的说出来了。
But if you read on what follows, you see the purpose of these words.
他接下去怎么说？
And what did he say?
他说请你追思想无辜的人有谁灭亡，正直的人在何处给剪除。
Remember now whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright destroyed?
如果光是说到这里，那约伯还不会难受。
If he had only stopped here, Job would not have felt bad.
但是他话不是停在这。
But his words did not stop here.
他往上还有话说。
And he continued to speak.
他上面怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
第八节，你注意。
Verse 8.
按我所见，跟罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割。神一出气，他们就灭亡；神一发怒，他们就消没。
That according to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it. By the breath of God they perish, and by the blast of his anger they come to an end.
什么意思？
What do these mean?
跟上面的话不是翻过来吗？
Aren't they opposite to what he said before this?
跟上面的话就是说， 你说你敬畏神，你的依靠啊，也是你的纯正。
And before he said the fear of God was your confidence and integrity was your hope.
但是你看到许多人很无辜的，但是他们没有灭亡啊。
But you can see that the innocent they did not perish.
正直人在什么地方？给人对付呢？也没有啊。
And where were the upright destroyed? No, there's no such case.
所以就引出他的观察。
So it brought forth his observation.
他的观察是根据什么呢？
And what was his observation based on?
那我这次和弟兄姊妹交通呢，特别是围绕着他们的谈话里头，让我们很实际的认识宗教思想是怎么有意无意的影响着我们这些好像是属神的人。
So this time we focus on that conversation, and that by looking at the conversation, we will see how religious thinking would affect us, those who believe in God.
当然，他们当时属神的程度跟我们今天属神的程度是不能相比的。
And of course, at that time, the degree they belong to God cannot compare to us nowadays, we who belong to God.
但是我们也常常发觉，我们这些属神比他们高、比他们强的人呢，也常常在宗教的情绪了、思想的里面受影响。
But we can see that we who compare to them or belong to God more in a deeper way, we are also often influenced by religious thinking.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意尼利法的话，你说他有没有道理？
And if you pay attention to the words of Eliphaz, you would say, are they reasonable?
有道理啊。
And they are reasonable.
是也是人常见的事啊。
And these are things that are common to men.
但是这是所谓常见，乃是局部里面的普遍。
But this, these things are common to men, they're just partially common to men.
所以他就说出他自己个人的观察，他就说了。
So now he's expressing his personal observation.
他说我实在看见跟重罪孽重毒害的人呢、啊都照样收割啊。
He said that I have seen those who plow iniquity and who sow trouble, they harvest.
他们并没有难日子过啊。
And they didn't have any hardship.
他们一样的是过好日子啊。
They were living their life very well.
收成的时候他们也是一样的收割啊。
At time of harvest, they still harvest.
他们也是一样的享用丰足啊。
And they enjoy the abundance.
说你光是从外面来看的话，你不能从外面的事情来定规那个人是好人还是恶人。
So you cannot determine whether a person is good or bad by external standard.
在这里我顺带说一次。
And then I'd like to also mention this.
我们有许多时候读那个约伯记觉得困难的呢。
And a lot of times when we read the book of Job, we find it difficult to understand.
乃是约伯记的发表 是一个诗歌的发表。
It's because the expression, the form of the book of Job is in the form of poem.
除了一头一尾有一些祭祀的事情是做了好像 散文一样来记述以外，其他全部都是诗歌。
So, except for the beginning and the end, they are expressed in essay form. The rest of it is in a poem form.
而当时人在旧约里面的所谓诗歌呢，是有一个特点。
And in the Old Testament time, what considered poem or hymns, it has a characteristic.
这个特点不单是在约伯记里头显出来的，在诗篇在箴言在雅歌里边都一样。
And this is
传道书，不是。
This is also expressed in the Book of Psalms, in Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs.
他们诗歌的就好像我们中国人的对联一样。
And the poems is like the Chinese of the two, I don't know. the Chinese form of couplet.
一个意思是两句话不两句不同的话来表达。
And using two different sentences to express a meaning.
那在约伯记里头，绝大部分就是这样的情形，所以我们。照着中文翻出来的时候呢，有些时候就把我们的心思搞乱了。那这是其中的一个原因。
So this is a form of the Book of Job. So sometimes when we translate into Chinese, and it will cause us some trouble to understand it.
那所以你看到他在那里说是说一些事情，他另外一面他又说一些事情，相对的。
So you see this, on one hand is speaking of some matters and then on the other hand it was speaking of another matter and they go according to each other.
他说不错，那些坏蛋，那些跟罪孽的跟罪孽的中毒害的人，他们也一样收割啊。
So it is true that those who plow iniquities and who sow trouble, they will harvest.
但是神一做事他们就灭亡。
But when God works, they will perish.
管他，神没对付他的时候是怎么的有权势，像狮子。
It doesn't matter how much power they have, like a lion, before God dealt with them.
就像接下去所说的那个狮子这段话，就是说到上面这批人。
So the words that follows that talk about lions, it's talking about these people.
他们那样凶，他们那样叫人惧怕。
And they're so fierce, they men fear them.
从好话来说，当人对他有多少的敬畏。
We put nicely how men fear them in a good way.
谁说话他们就完了。
But when God speaks, they will perish.
不管他们曾经有过多少的权势。
No matter how much power they once had.
那当伊丽莎说了他这样的观察，好像是在那里要安慰约伯，事实上在那里就暗暗指着约伯，你平常是个好人，但是你暗里做了多少坏事，没有人知道啊。但是神现在伸手来对付你了，那你就应该知道了。
So these observations of Eliphaz, what he was trying to express, seemingly on the surface, he was comforting Job, but actually he was accusing Job that you have done something bad that people cannot see, so now God is going after you.
特别有意思的。
And something especially meaningful.
那以利法说这样的话，
that
除了他自己个人的观察以外，他还有一些个经历在那里来印证他的观察。
And besides his own observation, he is also stating some experiences to prove his point.
那个是什么呢？
And what was that?
他说在我观察这些事情的时候啊。
He said, when I'm observing all these things,
我有一个经历。
I have this experience.
不扯出去说了。就是我就让弟兄怎么去留意。
Maybe I won't digress, but I'd like to point this out for you.
我不单是有我的观察。
It's not only my observation.
我还有我属灵的观察。
I only also have my spiritual observation, a spiritual experience.
这个属灵的经历是什么呢？
What is a spiritual experience?
是有灵来跟我说话。
And that's a spirit who speaks to me.
那这个灵是谁呢？
And who is the spirit?
他也说得很清楚。
And he made it very clear.
我们今天读圣经的人一读就知道这个灵是，反正不是圣灵。
And today, when we read the Bible, we know for sure this spirit is not the Holy Spirit.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why would I say this?
因为这个灵啊，一跟他说话，一跟他有点经历的时候。
Because once the spirit spoke to him and had some encounter with him.
他就什么样？
And how did he react?
你看他的话怎么说？
And look at his words.
他说，当我读出来的用词不必我解说，你也能领会的。
And so once I read it, you don't need my interpretation, you understand.
我暗暗的得了默示，我耳朵也听其细微的声音，在思念夜中异象之间，世人沉睡的时候，恐惧战惊临到我身，使我白骨打颤。有灵从我面前经过，我身上的毫毛直立。那灵停住，我却不能辨其形状。有影像在我眼前，我在静默中听见有声音说：必死的人岂能比神公义吗？人能比照他的主洁净吗？
And we just read from verse 12 to verse 17.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，这是他那个属灵的经历。
This is his spiritual experience.
那从字句上面，你已经发觉了，这一个灵肯定不是圣灵。
And from these words, you can be sure that this spirit is not the Holy Spirit.
因为他跟他接触的人一碰上，给他接触的人就白骨打颤，身上毫毛直立。
Because once it encounters a man, then this person will be trembling, and the hair of the flesh will bristled up.
圣灵会做这样的事吗？
Would the Holy Spirit do such a thing?
不会的。
No.
我们所有信主的人都有圣灵的经历。
All of us who believe in God, we have the experience of the Holy Spirit.
有人的程度是这样，有人的程度是那样。
And everyone has a different degree.
但是你总能领会一件事，不管程度的高低，只要圣灵在我们身上做工，我们这个人一定是喜乐也释放的。
As long as the Holy Spirit is at work in us, we will be joyful and we will be free, no matter what degree we are encountering.
那现在以利法呢，他是有一些灵的经历，但是这个经历不是叫他释放，而是叫他震动。
But, so now Eliphaz, he had some kind of spiritual experience, but this experience doesn't call him to be free, but calls him to tremble.
那他这个震动啊，
and his trembling,
是以利法的反应。
That's the reaction of Eliphaz.
但是他对以利法说的那个话是什么话呢？
But what kind of words were spoken?
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那个声音是怎么说了？他说：“必死的人岂能比神公义吗？人岂能比照他的主洁净吗？”
And the voice said to him, can mankind be just before God? Can a man be pure before his maker?
这话对不对？
Is it correct?
字句上完全对。
In the letters of the word, they are correct.
但是引发出来的事情呢，就不一样了。
But the things that they bring forth, they're not the same.
那所以我以前特别提到，他们那一个世代，人因着拜偶像与宗教的关系是那么的紧密，那就引发各种各样对神许许多多的误会。
And I've mentioned before, because of the idol worshipping at that time, then they have some misconception about God.
你现在在这里，你注意，他给以利法说的话，你不能说他不对。
And you have, we cannot say that these words are wrong that are spoken to Eliphaz.
必死的人, 岂能比神公义吗?
Can mankind be just before God?
这是事实啊。
That's a fact.
人岂能比造他的主洁净吗?
And can a man be pure before his maker?
这也是事实。
That's also a fact.
如果在当时, 他说这个话的应用上面来说呢, 也蛮准确了。
And if we, you, the, in terms of the application of these words at that time, they are correct.
准确在哪里呢?
And why is it correct?
上面以利法说的话,
and according to the words,
他说月伯啊, 你所赐的就是你自己的纯正吗? 你在神面前的敬畏吗?
That he was saying to Job, is it your integrity that you hold fasting, or you're holding fast, and then your fear of God, your confidence?
现在这个灵所发出来的那个话呢, 就是让以利法你去打破约伯的那一个想法吧。
So these words that express by the Spirit is to disintegrate Job's thinking.
但是打破这个想法, 从正面来看呢, 也是一件美事啊。
And on the positive side, to disintegrate Job's thought is a good thing.
叫人脱离自己,
so that he can depart from himself.
不再依靠自己,
so he will not rely on himself.
是不是好事呢?
Is it a good thing?
是的是好事啊。
Indeed, it's a good thing.
但是我们要留意了, 平常我们说灵的工作，你要不要光是看它的表面，你必须看这个灵的源头是什么。这就是一个非常明显的一个例子。So
this is a very clear example of what we've been saying when we look at the work of a spirit. Not only do we pay attention to the work, but we have to pay very close attention to the origin of the spirit.
因为从那个灵的源头不对出来的呢，话虽然是好像是准确。 但是他要引出的那个效果是反效果。
And because if the origin of the spirit is wrong, even though the words seems correct, but the effect is wrong.
乃是叫人你对神失望好了, 你也不要把神做你的标准了, 因为你没办法跟得上神的标准的。
It would cause men to be disappointed toward God and think that you cannot live up to God's standards, so don't try.
那如果能带到这样呢, 也是一个好事。
But if you can even bring men to this point, it could still be a good thing.
但是灵的那一个动作, 在以利法里面所发射出来的呢, 不是这样。
But the movement of the Spirit, what it's doing in Eliphaz is not this.
是什么样呢?
And what is it doing?
以利法对灵的动作的反应的。
So what follows is the reaction of Eliphaz to the movement of the Spirit.
18节开始,
starting from verse 18.
一直说到第五章的中当中,
and it continues on to the middle of chapter 5.
都是这一个灵的反应在以利法的里面所发生出来的。
And this is a reflection of the Spirit within Eliphaz.
那个灵告诉他人怎么跟神相比呢?
The Spirit told Eliphaz, how can man compare to God?
人跟神的公义比不上来。
Man's righteousness cannot compare to God's righteousness.
神所有的, 这里要说清楚一点, 人岂能比造他的主洁净吗? 他的话就不是我们很容易产生误会, 哦哟, 他也知道神造人哦。
So when we look at the word, the sentence says, can a man be pure before his maker? That we might have an misunderstanding, thinking that, oh, the Spirit knows that God has made man.
连那个灵也知道神造人哦。
So even the Spirit knows that God has created man.
不，有文章在那里。
But that's not the case.
我说出来，弟兄姊妹你就领会了。
And when I explain it, brothers and sisters, you understand.
人岂能 比制造他的人更洁净吗?
Can a man be pure before the one who makes him?
你留意到英文那边你就看得很清楚，是你那个 maker。
In English, it's very clear. It says it's his maker.
不是那个 creator.
It's not the creator.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道问题就在这里，有破口了。
So now you see, this is the problem.
所以难怪以利法在那里的反应呢，可以借着那个灵的那个骚扰来引出上面的事情。
So it's no wonder because of the disturbance of the spirit that Eliphaz had these words.
他引出的那个反应是什么呢？
And what was his reaction?
首先的反应就是说，
The first reaction
神根本就不信任你。
That God actually did not trust you.
因为没有一些被神造的人是能与神相比的。
Because no one who were created by God can compare to God.
那神不相信他所造的人，不相信他所造的一切的。
That God does not trust the things that he have created.
那弟兄姊妹，你知道这个话里头隐藏着一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, you can see there's something hidden in these words.
隐藏一件什么事呢？
What are these things?
神哪里有这样的事情呢？
That where can we see that God has done these things or have spoken these things?
那在人中间你看不到。
And you cannot find it among men.
在人所造的地上的事情上你也看不到。
And you cannot even find it among men, in men's world.
但是在灵界里头是有那么一件事。
But in the spiritual realm, you can find this.
什么事？
And what is this?
谁不相信哪些他所造的？
Who do not trust in those, trust in the things that he has created or made?
撒旦和跟随他悖逆神的那一批堕落的天使。
The Satan and the fallen angels that who follow him.
神是不信任他们。
That God does not trust them.
上下两句合起来都是指着这个事情，我就不说了。
That I will skip this.
那从这一个事情转过来，他们是神的使者啊，神也都不信任他们，
so,
那何况十九节，你都注意，何况那住在土房、根基在尘土里头、被虫所毁坏的人呢？早晚之间就被毁灭，永归无有。
So even the messengers of God, God did not trust. So we go on to verse 19. It says, how much more those who dwell in the house of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the moth.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，这一个影响来得太激烈了。
And this is a great impact.
底下的话呢，仍然是围着这个来说的，我也不再去说它了。
And the following words are also surrounding this topic, so I won't go into it.
但你只要看见那个灵给他的经历，就印证了以利法他在人间的观察。
So you don't need to pay attention to the experience that the Spirit has given Eliphaz that caused him to have such observation.
那个观察有正确的部分，但是有非常不准确的部分。
And his observation, there's a part that is accurate, but there's a part that's truly inaccurate.
他那个不准确的部分就是说，坏人也一样可以做好事。
The inaccurate part is that he said that even the evildoers, they can still do good.
所以你不能把坏人翻过来当作好人来看待。
So you cannot turn an evil person around and look at him as a good person.
同样的也就是说，好人也不一定是坏人，好人就不一定不是坏人。
So in the same way, a good person, it's not that, the good person cannot be a bad person.
这个话就直接就 对着约伯来说了，你所赐的纯正，你所赐的敬畏神毫无根据。
So he's directing these words to Job and saying that his fear of God, his integrity, they have no basis.
但是你留意到他的话都说是很婉转。
But he was being very smooth and gentle in his words.
没有直接对着约伯说，约伯啊，你人看你是好人，但其实你做很多坏事，别人不知道。那现在事情发生的时候，就把你的本相露出来了。
So he did not say explicitly directly to Job, saying that, you know, men regard you as a good person, but actually you are a bad person who've done bad things.
直截了当他就这样说。
He did not say it very directly.
但是他没不是这样说。
And he did not say it very directly.
他非常婉转地从各方面来印证约伯，你实在不是一个好人。
So he's using all kinds of ways to prove that Job, you're indeed not a good person.
那所以他就向约伯提出那个指点来了。
So he is here now to give Job a lesson.
那是第五章的事情了。
Which is in chapter 5.
他说你现在去呼求，看看有没有一个圣者会答应你。
And said that call now if there's anyone who will answer you, and to which of the holy ones will you turn?
如果他们真的是圣者的话呢，他们一定看到你不太准确。
If they are truly the holy ones, they will see that you're not so accurate.
你实实在在是活在很糟糕的光景里。
You're truly living in a very poor condition.
平常我们不大注意到，现在因着你碰到这样的事情，就把事情向我们显露出来了。
And normally we could not see this, but now after you encounter all these things,
so you 才有那么许多的事发生在你身上。
And that is why all these things are happening to you.
你的儿女没有了。
That you lost all your children.
你的财产没有了。
You lost all your possession.
但是你的财产没有了。他这里的话是说，许多饥饿的人就得了供应了。
So he said that these words, he says that now all those proud people, now they have the share.
那就说出一个什么事情呢？
And what does that mean?
约伯平常你是很丰足。
And Job, you are usually very abundant.
你的儿女常常摆大宴席。
And your children, they hold great feasts.
但是多少给饿死的人你没看到。
But there are so many people who starve to death.
你就是享用你自己的丰富和喜乐。
That you didn't pay attention to, you only enjoy your abundance yourself.
现在神把你的那个事情揭出来，所以第一章里边所说的事情，以利法只是就很简略的就点出来，就是因为这个原因了。
So Eliphaz was saying that all the things that happened in chapter 1, this is the reason.
所以就引出下面他真实的向约伯提出办法来了。
Now he brings forth what he was to say and that he wanted to tell what the words that he wanted to tell Job.
那个是什么办法呢？
What are these words?
第八节。
Verse 8.
你遇到的事情你是这样。
And now when you encounter these things, this is how you react.
至于我呢?
But for as me,
我就不像你。
I'm not like you.
我是转过来仰望神。
I would turn around and look to God.
把我的事情交托给他，托付给他。
I would entrust my matters to God.
这话对不对?
Are these words correct?
很对。
And very correct.
非常的对。
Absolutely correct.
但是你要看撒文才知道他这个话的内容是什么。
But you have to read on to find out the content of these words.
他不但是这个话对。
Not only are these words correct.
您接下去他说到他所托要仰望的那一位全能者，那一位神啊，他是行大事不可测度，行奇事不可胜数。
That later on he also mentioned the Almighty One that he does great things and unsearchable things, wonders without number.
还有他是常常就是对付那些坏人。
And he always deal with those evil people.
然后十三节我特别要把它念一念。
And verse 13 we'll read this verse.
他就有智慧的中了自己的诡计， 使诡诈人的计谋速速灭亡。
He captures the wise by their own shrewdness, and the advice of the cunning is quickly thwarted.
如果弟兄姊妹你记忆力还强一点的话，
If you have good memory, brothers and sisters,
你会发觉第十三节的上头一句话出现在什么地方。
And you remember the first part of verse 13, it has appeared in another place.
出现在哥林多前书第一章了。
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
那你留意了，那在他说引出来的话呢，从一面来看对。
And pay attention.
又有一些话是给保罗引用过的。
And pay attention, these words, they are correct, and some of these words are actually quoted by Paul.
那我们就常常给迷惑的就是在给搞乱的就是在这一些事情上。
And a lot of times that we are disturbed or we're puzzled, it's because of this.
一切存在宗教的发表里面的，你不能说它全错，它有对的成分，但是那个对的成分并不能把你带到神的面前。
And all those things are the expression, religious expression, you cannot say they're all wrong, but then they are not, a lot of times they're not correct.
相反的是常常阻挡你到神的面前。
And they cannot bring you to God, but on the opposite, they would hinder you from going to God.
因为你按照他的那个里边内容的发表呢，你就发觉我的已经够了，那还何必要到神面前呢？
And if you look at the content, it's saying that I have enough, why do I need to go to God?
那好了，那现在我们留意到以利法向约伯所说的这些话的时候。
And when we pay attention to the words spoken by Eliphaz to Job.
那他的结论就是这样。
And、his conclusion is like this.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神所惩治的人是有福的，所以不可轻看全能者的管教，因为他打破又缠裹，他击伤用手医治。
Verse 17, Behold, how happy is the man whom God reproves, and do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for he inflicts pain and gives relief, he wounds and his hands also heal.
对不对？
Is it correct?
也是对。
They're also correct.
但是问题呢？这些的对都是不完全准确的。
But the problem is, all these correctness, they are not, they're not completely accurate.
正像上一次我们所提到的，在宗教里面的人的一个很大的弱点就是只是看见人和人中间的事。
And the biggest weakness of a man in religion is that he only focuses on matters between man and man.
没有看见人和神中间的事，还要加上撒旦的事。
And he cannot see things matters between man and God and also Satan.
所以如果只是人和人中间的事，那你作恶，神对付你。你有福了，因为谁要校正你。
If it's only the matters between men, and if you've done something wrong, and God deal with you, then you are blessed.
但这样的光景是属灵的事的全部吗？
But are these the complete picture of a spiritual matter?
显然就不是全部。
And obviously, this is not the complete picture.
因为就算是人和神当中的问题。
Because even if it's a matter between man and God,
这只是属于神的公义的部分。
This only pertains to the righteousness of God.
却没有牵连到神的怜悯的部分。
But it has not connect with the mercy of God.
他可以说出神是公义的。
It can tell you that God is righteous.
但是完全没有接触到神是爱。
But it has not touched upon God is love.
那就是如果你从人和神中间的问题来看，它还有这么一个大漏洞。
And you can see this is such a big gap right here.
如果你要再把撒旦的那个问题加上来呢？
And if you want to add on the matter of Satan,
那当然就根本就不懂得什么叫做属灵的征战，为什么会有属灵的征战，而属灵的征战和人发生什么关系，他就全然不懂了。
Then you can see that this person does not understand what spiritual warfare is and why is there spiritual warfare and the relationship between man and God in the spiritual warfare.
那当我们注意到以利法所受的那一个灵的影响的时候，一直是带着你说他不准确，他有准确的成分，但是那个准确不是把他领到神的面前，而是领到另外的一个体会里。
So when you see the influence of the Spirit upon Eliphaz, you can see that there's some correctness in there, but this correctness is not bringing him to God.
如果他领会的对的话呢？
If he could understand it correctly,
他最低限度的都会知道。
At the very least, he will know.
约伯所经历的事不一定是因着他有罪，神追讨他。
Then he would know that the things that Job experienced is not necessarily a result of him doing something wrong.
但事实上你看到了。
But you can see.
他说了一段，说了许许多多比较温柔的话的时候呢，现在他的话入正题了。
So after spoken many gentle words, now he's going into the topic.
约伯，你在神面前犯了很多的罪。
That Job, you have sinned much before God.
但是你要注意，神所惩治的人是有福的，所以不要轻看全能者的管教。
But now you should see how happy is the man whom God reproves, and do not despise the discipline of the Almighty.
啊哈，是。那个结果就是什么？
So what is the result?
结果就是神如今给你管教。
So now God reproves you right now.
那你应该苏醒了。
Then you should awake.
你怎么苏醒呢？
So how should you wake up?
你到神面前去认罪。
Come before God and confess your sin.
你到神面前去悔改。
Come before God and repent.
那这样你跟神恢复没有间隔的那样的一种光景。
So you can restore the relationship of God without any hindrance.
你就会看到一件事情。
Then you will see one thing.
所有从全能者来的祝福都归还给你。
All the blessings from the Almighty will be returned to you.
上面那段话就是这样。
And this is what he said that follows.
然后呢，他就说了。
And then he said,
这个道理我们已经考察，本是如此，所以你要听，要知道是与自己有益。
So he said that behold this, we have investigated it, and so it is, hear it and know it for yourself.
这就是以利法来要帮助约伯的时候所说的话。
So these are the words spoken by Eliphaz when he came to help Job.
是用柔软的话来带出一个很严肃的指责。
He used some gentle words to bring forth a very strong accusation.
那么当然这些话一说出来的时候，
And of course when these words are expressed,
也许有不少人听见都觉得蛮有道理。
And maybe a lot of people who hear it would think they're very logical, very reasonable.
但是说到约伯的身上的时候呢？
But when they were spoken to Job,
我也只能说他找错了对象。
I can only say that he found the wrong audience.
因为约伯实在不是他所说的那样的人。
Because Job was indeed not the kind of person he was talking about.
他有一件事情对把约伯说对的，就是约伯他觉得他人生的依靠是他为人正直敬畏神，自己也尽力的保存那个存全。
The one thing he spoke correctly about Job is that Job considered the fear of God and integrity was something he could rely on, and he wanted to hold fast to his integrity.
但是你对一个这样的人来说，你看你遇到那么许许多多的难处，你要悔改。
But saying to such a person that you are encountered such so much hardship, you need to repent.
不然的话，你一定不能避过这个难处，也没有好的结局。
Otherwise, you cannot get away from this hardship, and you won't have a good ending.
如果你翻过来，再向神接受神的管教，接受神的惩治。
But if you turn around and accept God's discipline and His chastening,
那这一位全能者就会祝福，就翻过来赐福给你。
Then this Almighty One will turn around and bless you.
一切都要与你保持一个非常友谊的光景。那上面那段话就是这样说。
And all these things would restored, and all these are the words spoken in the end of this chapter.
然后他就很清楚地说，这个道理啊，我们考察了很久，以上的结论完全是准确的，所以你要听。
So he was very sure of himself. He said that we have investigated, so you should hear it.
不错，会有很多人要听。
And of course, many people would want to hear this.
但是约伯他就没办法听。
But Job, he could not hear this.
因为他不是在这种光景的底下。
Because he was not in such condition.
他不是以律法所观察的、所得着结论的那种人。
And he was not one of those under Eliphaz's investigation.
他说他没有办法能接受。
And he could not accept it.
所以接下去他就在那里有反应了。
So what follows was the reaction of Job.
约伯的回答怎么说呢？
How did Job answer?
他说。
And he said.
我太痛苦。
I am in such pain.
说我的烦。我因为我的烦恼称一称，我一切灾害放在天平里，现今都比海沙更重，所以我的语言急躁。
He said, "Oh, that my grief was actually weighed and laid in the balances together with my calamity, for then it would be heavier than the sand of the seas. Therefore, my words have been rash."
为什么我会这样呢？
Why would I be like this?
是谁允许这些事情发生在我身上？
And who allowed for all this to happen to me?
他说因为全能者的箭泄入我身，其毒我的灵喝尽了，神的金鹤摆阵攻击我，野驴有草岂能叫唤，牛有料岂能嚎叫呢？
Just,
那底下的话一直都是说到他在这个困难的里边的反应。
And we just read verse 4 and 5, and all those words that follows is his reaction of this hardship.
他的反应是什么呢？
What is his reaction?
这种光景。
Such a condition.
我除了生命结束以外，就没办法脱离了。
Except for me to die, there's no way out.
巴不得神下重手一点。那我就可以完结了。
How I wish that God has a heavier hand on me than I can come to my end.
我说一个愚昧的事情。
Let me tell you something silly.
你说约伯啊，像你落到这样的光景，你想要死，又死不去。你就是可以下手弄死自己啊。
You say that Job, you're in such a condition, you want to die, but you can't. But you can go ahead and kill yourself.
那为什么你不是？为什么你不这样做呢？你只是在那里埋怨呢，又说你死不去，又说神不让你死。
Why don't you do this? And why do you just complain? And that you want to die, and you complain that God will not let you die?
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个矛盾在哪里？
And brothers, you might see this contradiction.
这个矛盾就在约伯一直要持守他的纯正。
This contradiction lies in Job wanting to hold fast to his integrity.
我虽然是落到这种光景，
Even though I have fallen to such a condition,
我不能失去我的纯正。
I cannot lose my integrity.
别人做的不对，我不敢不对。
Others may be able to do something wrong, but I dare not to do it.
那这是约伯心思上头的那一个光景。
And this is his mind condition at that time.
那你我们要该留意到这个事情，你这才会回过头来想到神为什么都说见证他是敬畏神，远离恶事。
And then when we see this, then we will be able to understand why God said he's blameless, upright.
一般人做不到，约伯做到。
Because ordinary men cannot do it, but Job can do it.
也正因为他做到，所以他才以为我的纯正能维持我，我的正直能保证我。
That is because he could do it. That's why he hold fast the fact that the belief that his integrity and his uprightness can save him.
但现在我却遇到一个正直人，一个敬畏神的人，一个存全的人，我应该碰到的结果。
But now I am encountering the results or the results of someone who is not upright or blameless.
你叫我怎么说呢？
And what can I say about this?
你叫我怎么暗暗的在那里起了一点灰心呢？
And how can I not have some discouragement hiddenly?
虽然他起了一点的灰心。
So even though he has a little bit of discouragement,
但是他还不敢离放弃他以为的纯正和以为的正直。
But he still dare not to give up what he considered his integrity and his uprightness.
这就是约伯怎么忍受这样难当的痛苦的时候还在那里挣扎。
And this is why Job struggled in the midst of bearing all these sufferings.
当然这个时候他还是一个不认识神的人，所以他只能是这样的领会他所遭遇的。
But of course at this time he is still someone who did not know God, so this is the degree that he could understand.
所以现在我只剩下一口气。
So now I only have a breath left.
我什么力气都没有了。
I have no strength in me.
如果这一口气也停完的时候，我连那一点点力气都没有了。
If I lose this one breath, I will have no strength left.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take notes.
但是在他的里面呢
？But within him,
他还有一个很坚强的信念。
He has this very strong concept.
第十节
Verse 10.
我因没有违背那圣洁的言语，就仍以此为安慰，在不自私的痛苦中还可踊跃。
But it is still my consolation, and I rejoice in unsparing pain that I have not denied the words of the Holy One.
那么然后他继续再往下说，说到十二节的幕后的那句话。
And then he continued to speak.
其实整个十二节就行了。
And until verse 12.
但是我就是这样称啊，我的气力岂是石头的气力？我的肉身岂是铜呢
？Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze?
啊，我岂不是毫无帮助吗
？Is it that my help is not within me?
智慧岂不是从我心中给赶出干净吗
？And that deliverance is driven from me.
我什么都不会想。
I cannot think anymore.
我也实在不知道该怎么想。
And I truly don't know what to think.
那然后他就回应以利法的话。
And he responded to the words of Eliphaz.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
他说：“那将要灰心离弃全能者、不敬畏神的人，你们要来帮助我，你们应该是怎样来帮助我呢？”他说他的朋友当以慈爱待他。
And he said that how should they comfort someone who does not forsake the fear of the Almighty One? The friends, they should be kind. They should show kindness to him.
不是像你现在一来就指责是我不对。所以神管教我。
It's not like you coming here to accuse that I have wronged and that God is disciplining me.
我已经接近灰心的点了，我已经几乎就失去不肯再敬畏神了。但是就是因为我平常的那一点的信念，还坚持到这里。但是我还能坚持多久？
I'm close to the point that I'm completely dismayed and I don't want to fear God anymore. How much more can I hold on to?
弟兄姊妹，这也是给我们留意到的，人凭自己的力量要行走属灵的路是没有路可走的。
And it also tells us that when a man wants to rely on his own strength to walk on this spiritual path, then there's no way for him to go.
唯一的盼望就是说，怜悯我、同情我的人来用慈爱来待我。
The only thing that he could count on is for those who come to see him will show kindness to him.
稍微给我一点点的体贴，我也许里面会得着一点安慰。
And show him some kind of sensitivity, maybe he will be comforted somewhat.
但是很可惜，你们三个人来，
But unfortunately,
都不是这样。
All three of you who came, you were not like this.
留意弟兄们十五节怎么说？
Verse 15.
我的弟兄诡诈，好像溪水。
My brothers have acted deceitfully like a wadi.
又像溪水流干的河道。
And like the torrents of wadis which vanish.
上面就说了许多的话，我们就注意这两句话就好。
And there are many words that follow, but let's just pay attention to these two lines.
我的弟兄，你们来到我这里。
My brothers, when you came to me.
好像是来安慰我。
It seemed like you were here to comfort me.
结果却来更深的气刺伤我。
But actually, you hurt me even more.
你们好像什么？
What are you like?
好像溪水。
You like a brook.
那这个是好像表面呢？
So、
好像溪水。
This is on the surface. You're like brooks.
来到能给我滋润一下。
And that you came to nourish me.
但是同时你们又像流干的河。
But at the same time, you're like a dried brook.
什么都没有。
It has nothing.
只是一点枯干。
It's dry.
破裂。
And it's torn.
底下他就说到他自己的愁苦。
And then later, what follows is he's talking about his own sorrow.
他的愁苦说在什么地方呢？
And how did he express his sorrow?
要说到第七章的以后他就说出来了。
And they would continue to chapter 7.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到他接上这一段话呢，整个的在说，你们来应该是给我有点安慰，给我有点同情，但是结果你们来到的时候是相反的，给我非常非常痛苦到一个什么地步呢？
And all these words are expressing how he was expecting comfort and sympathy from his friends, but on the contrary, they were giving him much pain to this degree.
赵文太太说，但是在这里，他就说。
And here he said.
所以就是24节那一段那段话。就请你们教导我，我便不作声。你使我明白，在何事上有错。正直的言语力量何其大，但你们的责备是责备什么呢？绝望人的讲论既然如风，你们还想要辩证言语吗？你们想为孤儿念旧，以朋友当货物。现在请你们看看我，我绝不当面说谎。请你们转意，不要不公，请再转意。我的事有理，我的事上岂有不义吗？我的口里岂不变好奸恶吗？
And we just read from 24 to 30.
那这一段话不需要特别的解说，我们一读就领会了。
And we don't need special interpretation of these words that we can understand.
所以我们就说到，他几个朋友来找约伯，跟约伯讲理，准备用理来安慰他，让他来转回，但是约伯不是那样的人，找错对象，这就已经开始现出一点点的形象。
So now it shows us some traces that how these friends, they came to try to comfort Job with their reasons, but they found the wrong audience because Job was not such a person.
所以接上去第七章的时候，约伯继续在那里说到 你们要知道我的痛苦是到一个什么的程度。
So what follows in chapter 7, Job told them, you need to understand the degree of my pain.
啊，你如果知道下面一段话是约伯在述说他那个痛苦的程度是到了一个什么的光景，你从字面就知道是什么一回事。
And if you read chapter 7, you will know the degree of Job's pain by just reading the words.
那首先他就说到，我在地上的富足，是我自己经过许许多多的困苦的岁月。
And first, that he was saying that the abundance he had accumulated on earth was a result of many toils.
从外面来看的好像雅各在巴旦亚兰那二十年的光景，也许还要重一点也说不定，因为底下你就看到他所说的。
And on the surface is similar to Jacob, how the 20 years he spent in Padan Aram.
他说什么？
And what did he say?
他就说啊，我那时候睡觉都不够时间睡觉。
He said that at that time I didn't have enough time to sleep.
一睡下去的时候
And once I lie down,
就翻来覆去等天亮，为什么睡不着？
I would toss and turn until dawn. Why is that? Because I couldn't sleep.
身体的生活是怎么样？
And how did he live? What was his physical condition?
好可怜啊。是我的身体是跟那个虫子跟那个泥土来做朋友的。
And physically, he said his flesh is clothed with worms and the crust of dirt.
他说我的皮肤呢？
And for my skin.
是破裂又好，好了又破裂。
It hardens and runs and runs and hardens.
他就一直说到，我一直都是非常非常艰苦的过来的，我没有亏欠什么人，是我自己的个人的努力来累积起来的。
So he was saying that his days, his years were full of hardship. He did not owe anybody of his wealth, and it's because of his hard working that he accumulated his wealth.
那么现在乐的我每时每刻都在一个没有指望的那一个光景里头。
And now I have fallen to this condition that I have no hope at all.
我什么等候都没有，只有等候那一口气断了就去阴间再不回来。
And I am waiting for nothing except for my breath to go, and then I would go down to Sheol and not come back anymore.
那这就是说出他为什么不要活下去。
And this tells us why he did not want to live.
但是又没办法不活。
But he could not help but
to continue to live. 说下这样的痛苦的里头，你们来帮助我，但是你们却没有指导我该怎样来脱离这一个。
So under this condition, you came to comfort me, but you could not teach me how I can depart from this condition.
所以我说出来的话语里头有点烦恼。
So that's why my words are a little rash.
那么一直弟兄姊妹你就留意了。
Number six is take note.
他看到他绝望。
He is now in despair.
但是他就转移到他的心思到神的面前。
But now he's turning his heart toward God.
他不认识神。
He did not know God.
他大概只知道这个是一位全能神。
He might know that this is an almighty God.
他就在他面前有一个意识。
So he has this thought before him.
头一件事情就是说，
The first thing is that,
神啊，如果我真的是有罪，也没有影响你啊。
That God, even if I have sinned, that has nothing to do with you.
你何必 拿我来做战靶呢？
Why would you look, treat me as a target?
那当然这个是因为他不认识神，也不认识属灵的事情才会发生的。
And of course this is because he did not know God and did not know about spiritual things.
如果他是认识神又认识属灵的事呢？
If he knew about God and about spiritual matters.
假如说这个事情今天发生在我们身上。
So if this happens to us today,
那事情该怎么做呢？
And how should we handle this?
我想弟兄姊妹们，约伯当年不知道，但是我们应该知道。
Job did not know this at his time, but we should know.
当然我们会在神的面前先求神光照，是不是我在你面前过不去？
And we'll first ask,for God's enlightenment to see if we have done something wrong before him.
啊，如果不是这样，
if it's not like this,
那就 不要留在这里兜圈子。
Then we would not stay at this point.
当然我们感谢主的。
But we thank the Lord.
我们会这样做。
We will do this.
和约伯当时的区别在哪里？
And what is the difference between us and Job?
他没有圣灵。
He did not have a Holy Spirit.
我们有。
And we have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们会有这样的反应。
So we will have this reaction.
那如果我们在主面前等候主的光照，而没有给神吹笔到他面前浮上来的话，
And if we have this enlightenment before God and we, God did not urge us to go before him.
那弟兄姊妹，几乎我们已经肯定所有发生这个事情的结果就牵到撒旦的攻击了。
Then we could draw a conclusion that all this is has to do with the attack of Satan.
如果是牵到撒旦的攻击，
if it has to do with the attack of Satan,
那你怎么办呢？
Then what should you do?
你跟他去辩论？
Do you debate with him?
当然，我们没办法跟撒旦在辩论的市场上是这个事情上来走得过去。
And of course, we cannot win over a debate with Satan.
主也没有告诉我们该这样来走过去。
And the Lord does not tell us to do this.
那主告诉我们什么？
And what does the Lord tell us?
抵挡他。
Resist him.
当然，约伯当时没有这个权利，也没有这个应许。
Job did not have that privilege or the promise.
但是我们现在有。
But today we do.
我们该知道。
And we ought to know.
那弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
But sisters, we thank God.
你读到雅各书四章的时候，你看到的。
And when we read the book of James chapter 4,
主说什么？
What did the Lord say?
如果是撒旦的抵挡，
If this is the attack of Satan,
主的话是这样说，
The Lord said,
不要抵挡他。
Resist the devil.
你抵挡他就有什么结果呢？
And what is the result of resisting?
主的话在那里说，
And the word of the Lord said,
他就必离开你们逃走了。
Then then Satan will for sure flee.And run away from you.
哎呀，你说就这样就可以解决问题了吗？
And he said, is it that simple that we can resolve this problem? Yes, and we thank the Lord.
把同样的事情放在约伯的身上。
And putting the same matter on Job.
如果约伯当年有我们今天这一个神的应许和吩咐，
If Job had this promise and this command from the Lord at that time,
他就可以这样做。
Then he could have done this.
一这样做，撒旦的抵挡就要停止。
If he did it, then the attack of Satan would stop.
这一个停止对约伯来说，他满足了神的那个心思。
Then when it stopped, that it would have satisfied God's heart.
撒旦是这样对付他。
And Satan was dealing with him.
毁了他的一切。
To destroy everything he had.
现在又毁他的身体。
Now he's trying to destroy his body.
但是他还是站在神一边。
But he was still standing on God's side.
当然，当年他没有这个认识。
But of course, at that time, he did not have the
knowledge. 就算有这个认识，也没有这个应许。
And even if he had the knowledge, he didn't have the promise.
所以他那个时候，他必须就是用很坚强的意志去抵挡撒旦的攻击。
So at that time, he could only use his strong will to withstand God, Satan's attack.
在他的经历上面，他算是一半是失败的，但是一半还是成功的。
In his experience, half of it is a failure and half of it is a success.
正因为这样，
and because of this,
就引出他幕后的话，就引出一个问题很有意思。
And the words that follow is bringing forth something interesting.
因为约伯在那里怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
他说鉴察人的主啊，你我若有罪，与你何妨？为何你与我当战吧，使我厌弃自己的性命？为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？我现在卧在尘土中，你要殷勤寻找我，却不在了。
He said, Have I sinned? What have I done to you, O watch of men? Why have you set me as your target? Why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity?
做一个结论就引出了一个和新约很有关系，这默隐藏的默契在哪里？
And this conclusion go in accordance with something in the New Testament.
神要给人救赎。
The God is to give redemption to man.
人需要救赎。
Man needs redemption.
这一个救赎的旨意就透过约伯这一个糊里糊涂的反应给很隐约的带了出来。
And this will of redemption is brought forth by this reaction of Job, even though he did not know what he was saying.
神当然知道要做救赎的工作。
Of course, God knew he was to do this work of redemption.
但是那个时候还不是神做工的时刻。
But at that time, it's not the time for God to work.
所以神不能说。
So God cannot say.
但是他就借着人的心思里头就透出我们有这个需要。
But through man's heart, he expressed that we have this need.
好像在神面前发表说，神啊，我们需要救赎。
It's as if we are expressing before God that God, we need your redemption.
你好不好？你来救赎我们。
Would you be kind to redeem us?
如果你救赎不来，
If you cannot redeem us,
我只能咽了一口气就到阴间去了。
I can only swallow my last breath.
你在地上在寻找我，我也找不到。
And if you still want to seek for me, I will not be
there. 虽然这是好像很悲观的话，
even though these are pessimistic words,
但是却隐藏了一个需要在那里。
But there's a need hidden in here.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我接着日子阅读约伯记的时候，越发觉从前完全忽略掉的神隐藏在那里的话。
And recently when I read the book of Job, I discovered all those things that I have missed, the God's words hidden in the book of Job.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
他总是给我们留意得到。
That he will always let us see.
他要给我们预备救赎。
That he is to prepare salvation for us.
人也没有办法不需要救赎。
And man cannot not have the need for redemption.
所以神把这样的一个心，这样的一个属灵的光景摆了出来的时候。
So when God places spiritual condition before us.
我们就看到。
Then we'll see.
约伯称为第一个神的启示。那个意义就显出来了。
That we can see the meaning of the book of Job being the first revelation of God.
以后我们读到末了的时候，我们再来总结这一件事情的时候，那我们就会很清楚地看见。
And when we come to the end, and when we come back to conclude the whole matter, we'll see it very clearly.
约伯记必须要早于摩西五经先启示出来。
Why the book of Job has to be revealed before the five books of Moses.
然后摩西五经里面所明显摆出来的神救赎的旨意就很明确的给我们找到那个源头了。
So the will of God's redemption that is manifested in the five books of Moses, then they would be very clearly explained.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹交通到这一段的话。
And I'll stop my sharing this evening.
上礼拜回来的时候呢，弟兄姊妹们顶好是把第二段约伯跟另外一个朋友的那个对话， 我们也像今天晚上那样子来留意到里面他们所接触到的那些个问题。
So next week we'll pay attention to the conversation between Job and his second friend.
我们盼望过两次就可以结束你这个部分，就很快转到下面最重要的那部分。
And we hope to finish this part in two sharings and then we'll go into the most important parts.
我们一同也是祷告。
Let's pray together.